T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a high school sports Saturday, and we've got a lot of coaches lined up in the program today. Ken Pauley, Benilde St. Margaret's boys hockey coach, won his 500th career game on Thursday night, a win over Bloomington Jefferson. So Ken Pauley joins us. Ricky Santee, Rosemont boys head hockey coach, and they're a bit of a surprise this year. In boys hockey, the Irish ranked number 3, and they will play at home later today. More on that. And Sammy Reber, Edina High School girls head hockey coach. They dropped their opener to Andover. By the way, the number 2 team in 2A. Edina's ranked number 1 in 1A, and they have a huge showdown later today at Braemar with Eden Prairie. And Eden Prairie right now ranked number 4, so that is a big game later today. It should be a great crowd at Braemar. They'll drop the puck at 3 o'clock there. Right now we're going to talk boys hoops, and we're pleased to be joined by John Miller, head coach of Prior Lake. And they have played just a brutal schedule this year. They've dropped 4 games, but listen to the teams they got beat by: Eden Prairie, Park Center, Champlin Park. Even though the Rebels aren't ranked, they're a pretty good team, and Shakopee's ranked. Other than that, they have been winners. And John, tough schedule, and your team, in spite of that, has performed really well and easily could be ranked, but there's so much depth in boys hoops here in the state.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a very, very tough schedule. We knew that coming in. And I'm, you know, fortunate I've got two really high-level players returning with Dawson Garcia and Kyrie Iheanacho. But I also returned really no one else with varsity experience after that. So I knew it was going to be a learning experience for a lot of our young guys. And when you're playing that type of schedule, there's going to be some bumps in the road.
Yeah, but, you know, losing to 3 teams that are ranked. And I've had a chance to see Champlin Park, and once again, they had some injuries and some guys who were playing football, and they went all the way to Prep Bowl and didn't have their team together early on in the season. Yep. And the Rebels are a pretty good team as well.
Oh, they're a very good team, and we actually were up 18 points with 9 minutes to go. It's a game I wish we could have back, but they're tough. They battled, they're well coached, and they got on a little streak at the end of the game, and they outscored us 30-6 in the last 9 minutes.
You got to feel good about your win over Lakeville South, a ranked team. That came on Friday night, January 10th. Your team won 71-64, and you brought up Dawson Garcia. He had a monster night in that game, and I'm sure that showed you and everyone what the potential is for your team.
Oh, absolutely. We knew we needed to have a real total team effort, and came down to Lakeville South. They were undefeated, and it was a really great atmosphere. Dawson just had a monster game, and Tyree had probably his best game of the year also, and that was a big confidence booster for us, getting us, you know, kind of putting us back in the, you know, in our conference season, getting us back where we really needed to be. But man, it was incredible. Dawson dominated offensive boards, defensive boards, scoring. He was incredible that night.
Yeah, and another guy who stepped up in that game, hit double figures, Malcolm Jones, 13 points, 6 of 11 from the field in that game. Talk a little bit about Jones and what he means going forward to maybe add that third scoring threat.
Absolutely. Malcolm's a big-bodied sophomore, 6'8", been rebounding incredibly. He's our second-leading rebounder, and when he gets going offensively, he can hit threes. He had a 3 against Lake South. He also finishes well at the rim. He's a guy that is really instrumental for us as that third option, because Tyree and Dawson are dynamic scorers. Malcolm has that ability, and as a young kid, for next year, he's going to be called on quite a bit to to help lead us. So this is really good experience for him as a young guy.
Well, that conference is so good. You've got your game with New Prague canceled today due to the weather, but you got a big one on Tuesday night in Eastview and Stephen Crowell. I mean, that's going to be a battle on the road at Eastview.
Well, that's going to be an incredible high school basketball game. They're really, really good. They're with Stephen Crowell. He's a handful. I mean, the talent in our state that you take with Stephen and Dane and Dawson. It's just incredible watching high level Division I guys go at each other. But with Dawson and Stephen, it's going to be really impressive. It's going to be who steps up for us. You know, which role player. You know, is it going to be Dylan Bear? You know, is it going to be Malcolm Jones? Someone's going to have to really step up on Tuesday to help us get a win.
John Miller, head coach Prior Lake, joining us. Team that could be ranked, but they're not because there's so much depth in 4A boys basketball in this state. And I would assume you're going to recommend people get to Eastview early on Tuesday night with those two big guys, Crowell and Garcia, going at it. I'm sure it's going to be standing room only Tuesday night.
I would think so. It is going to be a clash. It's going to be, right now we both have one loss in the conference. It's going to dictate really, you know, conference position, and it's going to be just a really high level basketball game. I would get there early and just come, if you're a fan, just come watch two exceptional basketball teams and basketball players.
And you talked about your schedule, and we brought up Eastview on Tuesday. On Tuesday night, the 28th, Lakeville North, and maybe Lakeville North is down a bit, but still always a well-coached team. You have two dates with Lakeville North. You still have another one with Lakeville South. And, oh, by the way, you got Eastview at your place before the end of the regular season. So, wow, what a schedule and what a conference.
And you also have Shockby. Shockby's a top-five team. They're incredible. They're a bunch of older kids that have played together for 3-4 years. They're leading our conference right now. It's every night is a battle. You can't ever take anybody for granted. I mean, the coaching in our league is fantastic. These guys are well prepared. We scout each other. I mean, you just have to really be on top of your game to get a win any night.
Now, I know, John, you'd be biased, but isn't it fair to say the South Suburban is easily the deepest basketball conference in the state?
I would be. That's not even, I don't defy it. Besides maybe the Lake with, you know, Eden Prairie being, but, you know, there's with the night in and night out and the top end of our conference, it's a gauntlet. You are, when you get to sections, you are battle tested.
Yeah, Shaq.
Go ahead.
John Miller joining us. But yeah, Shakopee, Eastview, Prior Lake, Lakeville South, and Lakeville North, traditionally a power out of the South Suburban. Once again, maybe not quite the year they had hoped, but you know, by the end of the year and come section time, they're going to be dangerous.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And you're going to get that other teams that are, I mean, Farmington's playing well. You go Rosemont, they're young, they're playing well. Because all these teams, on any given night, Egan at the beginning of the year almost beat, they had Shockley down. And Egan's got one win in the conference, making, you know, they only lost to Shockley by four. So any given night, these guys, every kid that plays in South Suburban is a good athlete. They all can shoot it. It's a battle.
Yeah, fun league. By the way, any word on when the new Prague game tonight will be rescheduled?
We're still working with the ADs right now. That has not been confirmed yet. So I'll post that whenever I can.
All right, very good. Well, thanks, John. Good to visit with you. Congrats on a solid start, and it's going to be a fun run to the end of the regular season. We still got a long way to go. We go all the way to the end of February in boys hoops. A lot of great games to be played.
Yes, absolutely. It's a fun. It's just getting started. We're not at the midway point, so. A lot of teams are going to just keep getting better and better. So it's an exciting time for Minnesota basketball.
There he is, John Miller, head coach Prior Lake, joining us 12:15. And by the way, put it on your calendar, Tuesday night, South Suburbs, Prior Lake at Eastview. That's going to be a dandy at 7 o'clock. I'd get in the building early. All right, we've got a lot more coming up, including some girls' hoops here on the program. We're going to talk about the number two team in 4A Farmington. Liz Carpentier is going to join us and talk about her team in a moment here on a high school sports Saturday, a News Talk 830-WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us. High school sports Saturday underway. We've got a lot of great guests still to come. We'll talk hockey later on in the program today here on this hockey day. Ken Pauley of Benilde St. Margaret's, the boys coach, won his 500th game on Thursday night. We'll visit with Ken. They've got a game later today. Ricky Santee from Rosemont boys hockey. They are ranked in the top 10 in 2A boys hockey. And then the number one team in 2A girls hockey, Sammy Reber, joins us, and they have a huge showdown with Eden Prairie at Braemar today at 3 o'clock. Quick rundown of where we're at, boys hoops-wise. Latest rankings, Eden Prairie 1, Park Center 2, Creighton-Durham Hall 3, Eastview 4, Chaska 5, then Shakopee, Hopkins, Eastridge, Tartan, and Lakeville South. In 3A, the number one Minnehaha Academy. Then it's Mankato East, De La Salle 3, Totino Grays 4, Marshall 5. In 2A, Caledonia still number one. They're unbeaten. And in 1A, Bold the number one at 10-0. Now over to the girls and the rankings as they stand right now. In 4A, Hopkins number one unbeaten. Wyzetta 2, their only loss to Park Center. Rosemont to 3, Farmington now 4, St. Michael Albertville is 5, then Centennial Park Center, Stillwater, Maple Grove, and Chaska round out the top 10. In 3A, De La Salle number 1, then Holy Angels, Becker, Simley, and Marshall. In 2A, the number 1 is Sauk Center, and in 1A, the number 1 is Mineota at 15-1. And speaking of 4A, the number 4 team Farmington, and head coach Liz Carpentier joins us on the line. And coach, thanks for the time and congrats on a great year.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, no doubt. You play at Hopkins early in the year, and Hopkins with Paige Becker is so much talent, such a tough team. But other than that, the only bump in the road was to a very good Rosemont team on Friday night, January 10th. You roar back, beat Prior Lake on Tuesday night, 89-56. It's really been a solid year for Farmington.
Yeah, I think we started well. We had a tough non-conference schedule this year, playing Stillwater, St. Louis Park in there, and St. Michael Albertville. And then, you know, cap it off with Hopkins. And, you know, our conference is tough, and every night is a grind. We learned that last year when, you know, we went 15-3 in our conference, and we were the South Suburban Conference champions. So we know that we have a big target on our back, and we just have to continue to get better.
Yeah, and your team balance, 4 players averaging double figures. That's got to be a great feeling as a coach, knowing you got 4 players in double figures and another that averages close to double figures.
Yeah, I think if you know a lot about our team, you know that we just suffered an injury to one of our starters, Paige Kinseth. So we did play without her in the first game. She did not play when we played Rosemount. So she is sidelined right now for about 6 weeks, but she'll be back. And she'll come back stronger. But, yeah, I think Morgan Ebel and Caitlin Moore have definitely stepped up their games as seniors and leaders in our program.
Right now, Sophie Hart leads your team in scoring. Talk about her game a little bit.
Yeah, Sophie's just a dominant presence on both ends of the floor. She runs the floor very well. She alters shots on defense, so just a huge defensive stopper for us. Offensively, she's commanding in the paint. She's done a terrific job this year of getting opportunities, paint touches, and then finishing around the basket. She's averaging about 17 points a game and about 13 rebounds a game. So she's just done an outstanding job for our team.
And I suppose you don't even bother looking too far ahead at the schedule in your conference, because as you pointed out at the top, they're all tough. I mean, this is just an extraordinary schedule. A moment ago, we talked to John Miller, the head coach of the Prior Lake boys, and this is just such a great league, the South Suburban.
Yes, the South Suburban is one of the top conferences in the state for girls basketball. Rosemount is up there, obviously, in first place right now, and Burnsville's tough. And, you know, just every night is a grind, like I said, and there's great coaches in our conference and great athletes.
Yeah, when you look at 4A right now, and I've been keeping an eye on the rankings all year, and I don't know how much as a coach you pay attention to that, you know, how the teams move. Hopkins is number one. Wyzette is number two. They got beat by Park Center. But there's been a lot of movement in the top 10, and there's so much depth in the girls' game as well. So many good teams.
Yes, it's been fun to watch scores and see, you know, when there's two ranked top 10 teams playing each other, who comes out on top. I think just basketball is a long season, so you never know what's going to happen day in and day out. We don't talk about rankings much as a program within our team. We know we're one of the best teams in the state, and we just have to continue to play like that, play with confidence. And I think it's going to be a great, great playoff atmosphere come the end of February into March.
Yeah, and I suppose you brought up the injury to one of your key players and battling through that adversity. And it certainly is a learning moment. And as you pointed out, it sounds like she'll return at some point later in the season. So there is a silver lining in it.
Yes, I think, you know, you look at an injury and we have to grow from it. We have to continue to get better. We have to learn to play without Paige. But I also think it's a great opportunity for some of our kids that may not have had a big role in the first part of the season to step up, show their leadership. We have kids coming off the bench right now that are playing great basketball. And if you just look at our program as a whole, all 18 of our kids, a lot of them could be playing on other teams in our conference right now and getting a lot of minutes, but they are patiently waiting their turn. So I think with an injury, yes, you do have to look at the positives of it and just reward those other kids and give them an opportunity to come in and make a positive impact in games.
Well, Coach, good to visit with you once again. Congrats on the start. Still a long way to go in the girls' basketball season, but nevertheless, so far, a lot of fun, a lot of great teams, and it'll be great to watch down the stretch. Liz Carpentier joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Once again, head coach at Farmington, number 4 in 4A, joining us here. And Hopkins continues to roll. They beat Eden Prairie on Thursday night, 77-59. And when you look at 4A right now here in the state of Minnesota, they had three players in that game score 20 or more points. Paige Beckers had 20, KK Adams had 20, and Maya Nagy had 21. Three players for the Royals scored 20, 20, and 21 points in the 77-59 victory on a Thursday night over the Eden Prairie Eagles. So they are certainly the real deal. We have a lot more coming up, including a brand new feature on our High School Sports Saturday program, or Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. Of course, it's announced first during the week with Mike Max and Dave Lee on the morning news. We'll get into that, and we'll talk a ton of hockey on this hockey day. As a matter of fact, Ken Pauley from Benilde St. Margaret's won his 500th game on Thursday night. They play later today. Sammy Reber, head coach, number 1-2A Edina girls. They have a huge showdown with Eden Prairie at Braemar today at 3 o'clock. And Ricky Sainty, head coach at Rosemount, they are ranked as well. As a matter of fact, Rosemount now number 3 at 13-3, and they have a big showdown at home later today, and that game will go on. But we should point out, outstate, ton of games postponed today. If you had plans, you certainly want to check ahead. Some games are going on here in the Twin Cities metro area. Some games going on outstate as well, but you certainly want to call ahead or check for sure. It is 12:28. It is a High School Sports Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is a High School Sports Saturday. Tech Talk with Doug follows the news and weather at 1. Still to come, Sammy Reber, head coach, number 1 ranked Edina girls hockey. Ricky Sainty, Rosemount boys hockey head coach. The Irish ranked number 3. Both teams play later today. Ken Pauley, head coach at Benilde St. Margaret's, won his 500th game on Thursday. We'll visit with Ken momentarily. But we've got some business to take care of, including our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. Matt Willard, he plays basketball at Buffalo. He's a senior. He set a school record by scoring 49 points as the Bison defeated St. Michael Albertville 92-90 in a 2-overtime game. It was his season high for points following a 32-point game in the season opener against Orono. Matt became Buffalo's career scoring leader earlier this season, is averaging a team-leading 28 points per game. He'll play college hoops at St. Cloud State. Congrats to Matt Willard for being this week's Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. For more info on all the Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week award winners, go to olddutchfoods.com. And, of course, Mike Max, Dave Lee, you have this each and every week on the morning news. Mike announces it on Sports to the Max, and we have it again here on a high school sports Saturday. Some other rankings while we have a moment here on the program. How about boys swimming rankings from the High School Swimming and Diving Coaches Association? In AA, Edina is number 1, followed by Chaska Chanhassen at 2, Minnetonka 3, Wayzata 4, Eden Prairie 5, then Stillwater, St. Michael, Albertville, Maple Grove, Egan, and Eastridge. In 1A, Breck and Blake Co-op number 1, Winona 2, St. Thomas Academy 3, Sartell 4, Alexandria 5, then Simley, Austin, Grand Rapids, Delano, Watertown, Mayor, and Wilmer. Courtesy of the Guillotine High School Wrestling Rankings, they do it 2 times a month. Next ranking's not due until later in the month, but in 3A, Shakopee number 1, Stillwater Area 2, St. Michael Albertville 3, New Prague 4, Northfield 5. Once again, the wrestling rankings, courtesy of the Guillotine, and of course, theguillotine.com. In 2A, the number 1, Simley, number 2, Fairmont, Martin County West, number 3, Cassin, Manorville, and then finally, the 1A rankings as of January 9th, courtesy of the Guillotine, we have the number 1 team, LPGE Browerville, Atwater Cosmos Grove City is 2, and the Minnewaska area team is number 3. So there you go. And then finally, courtesy of the Minnesota Girls Gymnastics Coaches, the rankings in 2A, Lakeville North, number 1, Sartell, St. Stephen's 2, Matamidi 3, and in 1A, Big Lake number 1, Mankato West number 2, and Melrose area number 3. Well, a big milestone was reached by Benilde St. Margaret's boys hockey coach Ken Pauley on Thursday night. His team beat Bloomington Jefferson 6-3, and that is career win number 500. Ken Pauley joins us on the program, and Ken, congrats on win number 500.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't feel that old, but I guess I've been around a while.
Yeah, and David Levesque did a nice story in the Star Tribune about you. Let's go back to the beginning. It wasn't easy when you got started, was it?
No, it wasn't. It's like when but also Marks is always a really good school, but it's not like we had storied sports programs, and hockey was not. It was okay, but it was just okay, and so when you start out, you have a vision for what you think it could be, but it's going to take an awful lot of a lot of work to get there. And as you mentioned, David's story in the Star Tribune, you call around to some of the big boys looking for scrimmages, and they didn't return calls, so they kind of found out in a hurry that you weren't really on anyone's radar as a hockey school.
Yeah, and you got it rolling. I suppose you remember those first teams, a lot of those kids that kind of went through the hard times before you finally turned the corner.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. That's the fun thing, Steve, about being at a place as long as I've been here, is that it's the tapestry of the thing, I got just been really nice emails and text messages from people around those first teams, and you know, George McGonigal, who was a judge here for years, his son was a captain for me and in my second year. So it's just really nice to reconnect with those people because that's, I mean, when you talk about building, that's what building is. You have to start somewhere, and all those people were part of the building process.
Yeah, and over the years, some good times, some ups and some downs, and some really tough times along the way as well.
Oh, no question. You know, that's, I don't know, it's, you know, there's those tough losses and tough moments always have a capacity to come back and sting you despite whatever successes you have. But those are the things that, in fact, do make you better. Those are the things that do focus you. Okay, well, we lost. Why? Or this, you know, basically this season wasn't as good. Why? And you know, is there an infrastructure issue we need to look at? Is there, you know, so all that's part of it. And the pain is part of the joy and all that good stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, and a little bit of time to celebrate and receive the well wishes, but back at it today. Sounds like you're going to play it. I haven't seen on the schedule that your game with Chaz, because postponed, you're going to go today.
Yeah, no, that's what we were thinking. Everything is going to get postponed, but it looks like it's my hockey smile on us, so we can get one in, you know, so... But I got to do the afternoon game because I have to go chaperone the Holiday Ball tonight, Steve. So I thought I was going to get two things canceled if I get two today.
Yeah, wow, you're going to be a busy man. Ken Pauley joining us, celebrating win number 500 on Thursday night in a 6-3 win over Bloomington Jefferson. And I know you like to think back and look back at all the teams over the years, but what about this year's team, 8-5-2? But it seems like there's so much parity in boys hockey. Almost every week we have a new number one. There's been a lot of movement in that top 10. How do you feel about this year's squad?
Yeah, I feel real good about it. We're, you know, it's not often we play a very tough schedule. It's not often you're 8-5-2 and you're deeply disappointed because we are. We thought we'd actually be better, you know, this year in terms of record wise. But as you mentioned, you know, everyone seems to be in the same boat. You know, everyone's getting dinged with 3, 4, 5 losses. And, you know, whenever coaches talk about, you know, parity, it's usually they're trying to cover their bases and don't want to offend anyone. But this year, I think you really can talk about it because as soon as you're number one, you get beat. So, again, you just have to, it's a long, short season, Steve. You know, you get a lot of injuries and things like that. And we've had a lot of that early on. And I know there's a few teams that are losing that people are scratching their head, but I'm not scratching my head because I know they have two of their top kids out. So that's part of it, too, that people have to realize.
Yeah, and you had a lot of good teams on the schedule. I see in February, Eden Prairie's on the schedule. Long way to go to get to that game, but nevertheless, that's quite a tune-up as we get close to section time in February.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the year, people were talking about, you know, the short list of the top three teams was supposed to be Benilde St. Margaret, Eden Prairie, and Andover. And, you know, Eden Prairie and Andover have, I think, you know, performed a little better than we have on the front end here. But we certainly are looking forward to that game because that'll be like a week or two before section. So we're hopeful, Steve, that that's a preview to something else.
All right, Ken, finally, a win number 500 under your belt in your career. How long are you going to go? Do people bring that up, Ken? How long are you going to coach?
Yeah, you know, it starts to come up more, but I think, you know, I'm 55. I'll be 56 in June, and my wife's an English teacher at Benilde St. Margaret's, and she's 6 years younger, so I don't think I can't retire without her right away. So
yeah.
I think in terms of five-year increments, and I'm definitely in for, you know, at least five more. Honestly, I think I'd probably go 10. Mike Randolph's a good friend of mine up in Duluth East. He's in his 60s, and he says he absolutely loves it. So, you know what? The kids are still great. You know, we have great parents, too, you know, great staff. So it's like, you know, as long as you're having fun and the kids are great, why think about retiring?
All right, Ken. Well, congrats on the win, and good luck today.
See, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Ken Pauley, once again. Big milestone, win number 500 in his career, and a win over Bloomington Jefferson on Thursday night. Once again, Benilde St. Margaret's hosts Chaska today. They're going to play it at 2:30. One of the games on the schedule today, and by the way, a friendly reminder, call before you go, check the schedules to make sure your team is playing today. We've got more. It is a high school sports Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. High school sports Saturday continues. We dig out of the snow. The wind continues to howl, but the games go on. Head coach of the number one team in 2A girls hockey, Dennis Sammy Reber, joins us on the line. And coach, congrats on a great year ever since getting beat by Andover, the number two team in the state, in the opener. Your team's been able to run the table.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on this morning. It's been a good run thus far. We've got 5 regular season games left, which is crazy to think about, but I'm proud of the way the girls have battled since that first game against Andover, and we've got another big one against Eden Prairie today.
Yeah, you get started in early November. That's a long time ago now, and as you pointed out, you've got some good games, and then all of a sudden it gets to one and done time, and you get into the section playoffs. It is extraordinary, and your team seems to have so much balance in the scoring area.
Yeah, that's something that I think we take a lot of pride in this year. Is we can expect people to get goals from every single line, and even our defensive pairs, no matter what they are in the lineup. We expect everyone to kind of come ready to go, and you never know who's going to put the puck in the back of the net. So I love that about our team. We're deep enough, and the girls support each other so much. And so it doesn't matter who's on the score sheet, as long as we're kind of getting things done as a team.
Yeah, scoring a lot of goals up front and then getting outstanding goaltending. Talk about your goalie and what she's meant to this team.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say enough about Uma. We are very blessed to have her a part of this team. I mean, her only being a freshman and doing the things that she's doing right now as a 14-year-old are so incredible to watch and witness. And not only is she obviously a very talented goalie, but she's an incredible kid. She's very coachable. She comes with a smile on her face every single day. She's always happy, and basically everything you can ask for as a coach.
Yeah, Uma Cornier, is that correct?
Yep.
Goals against .67, a save percentage of a stellar .968, already 17 wins on the year. It's just absolutely incredible, and I know she would give credit to the blue line and the people who play D in front of her and the entire team, but that's still amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like you said, it's you look at those stats and you're kind of mind-blowing. We take a lot of pride in our D-zone, and we want to protect her as much as possible, but we know she's going to come up big for us in games. We always try to have the hardest schedule in the state just because we want to play the best to be the best. And so she has faced, a multiple top 10 teams, and, we've gotten outshot in a few games, and she has kept us in these games, allowing us, hopefully battle back and put some goals in and, stay with the other team. And so without her, it'd be a whole different ball game, but she is a very special player to have.
All right. Eden Prairie later today, the game will go on at Braemar. What do you expect out of this? Eden Prairie, another, solid program year in and year out. This will be a tough game today.
Oh, absolutely. And they are, they're kind of peaking at the right moment. They've got 2 players who, are top scorers in the state. And it's always a battle when we play EP. Obviously there's a lot of history there, a big rivalry, and it's a big conference opponent. So I expect a really fun game today, a good battle between 2 talented teams. And we'll see. We're happy to be back at home at Braemar. It's always nice to be in front of your home crowd a little bit. But I'm excited. These games are the games that, I love to coach and the girls love to play.
And how do you manage it? Because the game started in early November, as you pointed out, just 5 to go in the regular season. Is it just keeping the routine, or do you start to go a little bit deeper and play more kids and give kids more minutes? How do you manage the end of the regular season?
Yeah, that's a good question. We start to adjust a little bit, maybe practice-wise, but when it comes to a game, it's just game by game basis. We stay in the present. We take it one game at a time, and today we're focusing on Eden Prairie, obviously. And so this week, yesterday we had a good practice kind of preparing how do we play against these guys. And it's just like I said, we just take it game by game and adjust accordingly to who our opponent is.
When you look back on this season and you think about playing Andover right out of the gate, and Andover, by the way, number 2, they fell to the number 1 team in 1A, Breck, their only loss of the year. was that maybe a good way to start the year, play an outstanding team right out of the gate, win or lose? That kind of sets the stage for what's happened since.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love starting off with a game against, you know, arguably the top team in the state. We did it last year, too, and it just kind of, you know, gives us a good starting point of where we're at as a team, and same with them as well. We're going to continue that, you know, that opening season series with them for a little bit here, and I love it. I know the girls love it. It's a great atmosphere. You know, we usually get a good fan base to come out for that game, and, you know, it's beginning to be a pretty big rivalry, so it's fun to just, you know, play them right away, see where we're both at, and, you know, we actually don't play each other again in the regular season, and they're not in our section, so... you know, we would love to see each other again at the tournament if that allows, but it's a great starting point for us to really evaluate our team and see where we can take it from there.
All right, Sammy Reber joining us here on News Talk K3O WCCO. And once again, pleasure for her to join us ahead of a game today. Once again, a big one. Edina and Eden Prairie go at it at Braemar. Once again, a big thanks to Sammy Reber. Number one team, 2A girls hockey, Edina. Now we shift gears, talk a little boys hockey. And the number three team there, the Rosemont Irish, Ricky Sainty joins us on the program. And we're going to visit with Ricky. And once again, congrats on a great season.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having us on. We appreciate it.
Kyle. Yeah. Let's tell us about Rosemont hockey a little bit. Going into practice before the season and tryouts, did you expect to have a good team this year?
Yeah, I think expectations are extremely high for this group. They're a group that's won all the way up, and you know, coming in the locker room from day one, that's one of the things that they wanted to establish when they jumped in as sophomores, was this winning culture, and they've done a nice job of creating that, and I think the expectations are high, and they want to continue to make them high.
Yeah, and along the way, you've had a great year. As a matter of fact, you've won 6 of 7 games, the only bump in the road coming to Lakeville North on January 9th, a 2-1 loss. You fell to Andover, an outstanding team, 5-4 the day after Christmas. And the only other blemish is a loss to ranked Lakeville South way back in the middle of December. Other than that, you've been able to run the table, and you've beat some good teams along the way.
Yeah, I think it's been a good thing for us. I know running those teams, a couple well-coached teams, and the two Lakeville teams and Andover, they do a nice job with their programs as well, and we're trying to keep those expectations high so we can do the same thing with our program. And I know that we got a tough second half of the schedule here coming up. We play everyone in our conference again for a second time, so that'll definitely be a good test for us because everyone knows us a little bit and has seen us, so we're going to continue to try to get better and fix our mistakes along the way.
Yeah, and I know down in that section you play in, you're going to get real familiar with the Lakeville schools, et cetera, anyway.
Yeah, fortunately for us, Lakeville's are jumped down to 1AA, so that's a good thing. Even though there are conference opponents, they're going to give us a test every night, which is great, and we're going to test them. We know each other that well. We play each other those, you know, four times or two times each, so we'll see how it goes. It is good to be down here in this neck of the woods and play some tough opponents like those guys.
All right, let's talk about your team a little bit and some of your leading scorers. I know you got a kid that can really light it up.
Yeah, Luke Lewandowski is, I'm assuming yep. You're referring to. Yeah, he's a talented kid. He's really good on his edges. He can move up and down the rink, plays a lot of speed with a puck and a stick. You know, we're just going to continue to work on other parts of his game, but he's definitely a kid. When he gets the puck and a stick, he can make some things go and make some things happen.
Yeah, and with a kid like that who's just a junior, 6 foot, 160 pounds, he's going to get bigger, he's going to get stronger, but the knack to put it in the net's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You got to be able to have guys that can do that. I know we got a couple guys, you know, Connor Kennefick, who can do the same thing, but a guy like Luke, who brings that every night is a big piece, and, you know, another guy, Charlie Strammel, those guys are a big piece of the puzzle. They can all put it in the back of that, which is a good thing. We just got to find some equal balance scoring from all of them at the right time coming into the year.
There he is, Ricky Sainty, head coach of number 3 Rosemont Irish. Once again, Rosemont playing really good hockey right now, and the plan is to get them back at home today. As a matter of fact, they've got a girls game at 5 and the boys game at 7 o'clock tonight, so that will not be postponed. Once again, in 2A boys, hockey, Eden Prairie 1, Andover 2, Rosemont 3, Moorhead 4, Maple Grove 5, then White Bear Lake, Creighton, Durham Hall, Blake, Lakeville South, and Wayzata. And then in 1A hockey, St. Cloud Cathedral is ranked number 1, Hermantown 2, Warroad is 3, and they're in town for Hockey Day festivities over at Parade Stadium in Minneapolis. We got a run. That is a high school sports Saturday. For events later today and tonight, call ahead. They may be postponed. Drive safely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.